home, with witness to the miraculous wonders of God's power and promise. Join us now in worship under one of the greatest gospel tents in the world as we sing, preach, pray for salvation, and ask God's deliverance for the sick, the crippled, and the oppressed.
Pleasure and privilege to present to this audience the man that God has mightily anointed with a miracle ministry, God's man of faith and power, Reverend A.A. Allen.
Glory to God. How many feel the mighty presence of God here tonight? How many believe everything in this old book? I ask you again and again and again, if you believe everything in this book, say amen. Raise both hands and let's praise God together for his presence. Because our God is here tonight. Are you really happy tonight? Shout again. My Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible says, slap your hands all you people. Bible stands, let everything that hath breath. How many breathing? David said, let everything that hath breath. What? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, he said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Go on and shout with me tonight. Listen to me, friend. This is reality. This is in form, ceremony, and ritual. This is the power of God that looses men and women and sets them free. This is more than joining a church. This is more than water baptism. It includes that. This is more than a profession. This is a possession. This is old-time victory. This is old-time joy. This is the power of God in the lives of his people. Amen? But I'm sorry there's so many people today who have a mere form that denies the power thereof. And my Bible says, from such turn away. Do you know? Listen, of the multitudes that are shouting happy tonight, there's many people under this big canvas tent that are bound, that are tied. They are fettered. They know nothing about the joy of the Lord and the power of God in their life. And that brings me to one verse of scripture tonight, and I want you to listen while I quote to you from Malachi, the 3rd chapter. Are you listening? The 9th verse. Ye are cursed with a curse. From the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the Bible says, all these blessings shall come upon thee. But in the same chapter, the Bible says, all these curses shall come upon thee. To whom is he speaking? To the same group of people. God says, I place before you this day blessings and cursing. What ship I place before you blessings and cursing? Life and death. But choose ye life, or why will you die? Every one of you under this canvas tonight can have life. You can have blessing, but hear me, if you don't want blessing, and if you don't want life, there's only one other thing left. Do you know what it is? There's only one other thing, and that is the curse. This afternoon, I gave out prayer cards here. Here come a little lady with a name, well, it doesn't matter what her name was. She's here tonight with a first little baby. 6 years old. The most pitiful thing I have ever seen in my life. Amen. Is that lady here tonight with that baby? Are you here with that little baby? but 6 years old. Bring it down here, please. Listen, God is going to do something here tonight. Remember me. While I preach tonight on the curse that is binding many, I even dare say millions, I want you to know this. There can be blessings. Yeah. When this lady came for a prayer card for this baby, I separated. Do you know what's wrong with this child? It is under a curse. There's millions of people that watch this telecast and many of you under the tent tonight that are actually literally living under a curse. And by that I mean the blessing of God is not upon you. Bring me that precious little boy here. My Lord, my Lord. You want to take his coat off? Look at this child. Years old, can't walk, helpless. Look at him. Oh my God. I see this little baby 6 years old, helpless in this condition. There's only one reason for it. Somewhere along the line, there is sin. And the most pitiful thing about it in the world is this. That sin not only destroys you, your body, your soul, your mind, and your spirit, but many times upon your children. Look at this kid. Do you mean this is God's will? Do you mean this is God's will for his children? In the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, my Bible says, cursed shall be thy seed. That's your children. Is that right? Cursed shall be thy seed. These curses shall come upon thee, and they shall cleave unto thee, and upon thy seed forever, because thou wouldst not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Neither would thou walk in his statutes, neither would you keep his commandments and do them. How many would like to see this poor little kitty heal tonight? Look at that. Oh, my God. Did you ever see anything like it in your life? Yes, honey. Poor little pain. Millions of you out there tonight, hear me. Your baby may be somewhere suffering the cerebral palsy. Down, tied, and tethered. I know there's a lot of mamas and there's a lot of daddies who don't care if they do go to hell. My Lord, you at least ought to love your own flesh and blood to the extent that you would serve God and put God first. Listen to me. Cursed shall be thy seed. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy womb. That's to the father and that's to the mother. Why? Because you wouldn't serve God. Look at this kid. I'm going to pay for this baby tonight. Seminars, my God, to lift the foul curse from this baby. How many believe God will do it? I want to talk to every one of you that are mothers, to every one of you that are daddies. Listen to me. If you ever listen to a preacher, listen to me. Cursed shall be thy seed. If you've got a child tonight, if you've got a baby, all that's mentally deranged, mentally unbalanced, are you listening? If you've got a child that's mentally immature, if you've got a baby, to hear me, that's twisted, gnarled, and deformed, there's only one Bible reason for it. You're living under a curse, not only you, but your children. Hear me. Tonight, here is an object lesson of mamas and daddies that won't serve God. They will not put God first. I say it in all due respect to this little boy. Oh, my God, it looks more like an animal than it does a baby. it's the blessing of God. Why? Because somewhere along the line, a mother and a daddy said they wouldn't serve God. Neither would they live for God. And I want to tell you that if you don't want your children to be, or your children that are already here, to be deformed, twisted, sick, diseased, and afflicted, you have better raise your hands to heaven and say, my God, I'll serve you. I'll live for you. And whatever you say, my God, I'll do it. Listen, this especially is for the parents. This especially is for the parents. I want every mama, I want every daddy under this canvas tonight to stand to his feet. Stand up quick to every parent. Stand up, all you parents. All you that may be parents, all you young married couples, that someday may be daddy, may be mama. Oh, my God, look at this. Oh, if there's anything I've covered, it's the blessing of God for you and the blessing of God for your children. Now, whatever one of you under this tent and every one of you that watch this telecast, hear me, every mother and every father, whether you already have your children or they may be in the making, you haven't as yet built your home, but you have a home in mind with children. Oh, hear me, if there's sin in your heart and sin in your life, you have no guarantee that your babies won't be just like this. You'd be amazed how many babies there are in this condition. But they're shut away somewhere in a clinic. They're shut away somewhere in a children's home. They're shut away in the hospital. They're somewhere in the mental institute. They're somewhere in the psychopathic ward. But this lady that came isn't the mother of this baby. She's not the mother of this child. She just thought and knew it and had pity on it. She said, I wanted to bring it because God's doing such wonderful things. I want God to do something for this baby. I said, what are the mom and the daddy doing? But we'll not put that on this telecast. According to God's word, I know what they have been doing. They've been refusing to serve God. Everybody, here's what I want you to do tonight. Bow your head to me. Mother, daddy, young married people, young homemakers, God give you grace tonight. God give you grace. That's where you want to bow your head and say, my Lord, I'll serve you. I'll live for you. I will serve you. I will live for you from this moment. Come here, Sister Allen. Sister Allen and I have reared four children. Two of them now are attending Canyonville Bible Academy. Two graduated last year. Before those four babies arrived, down deposited in our soul, we knew everything was going to be all right. You know why? Because we were serving God, and we were putting God first. Listen to me, Mama. Listen to me, Daddy. If you don't serve God, you have no assurance of God's blessing. And with sin in your heart, there's only one guarantee. That is the curse upon you, your household, and your seed. But you'd better flee from your sins. And I think right now, step back just a moment. Feel inspired of God. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me tonight. I want every sinner and I want every backslider under this tent. I want every mama and every papa. And I want every young person, you feel there's something between you and God. There's sin between you and the Lord. There's been rebellion there. And the blessing of God's not on you. Neither is it upon your children or your household. Listen, if you come down here with me tonight, I am going to ask God to help you in your heart remove the cause of this terrible curse. And I'm going to ask that God, hear me, will remove the curse from your children, from your home. Will you do it? There's room here for 2,000 people around this platform, and for every one of you that are mine is God's blessing. I mean, the blessing isn't there. There's something over you and around and about you, but you want God tonight to lift it, and you are willing to remove the cause. You want to tell you, I am going to count to three. Simply one, and two, and three. And when I say one, I want you to start coming. Come on. When I say two, I want you to be on the way. When I say three, I want you to be standing in front of me. Every one of you that are minus the blessing of God, but you want it tonight. Get ready. Stand up in front of me as close as you can get. Are you ready? Come on down these aisles of a sinner and have a backslider. One. Come on. Two. Come on down here. Stand in front of me. Hurry, hurry tonight. Three. Stand in front of me quick. Come down these, oh my Lord, look at these people. Come on down these aisles. Come on down these aisles. Stand in front of me tonight. Oh yes, get here in front of me. Get in front of me. Come down these aisles. Raise both hands and say, my God, be merciful to me. Save me, Lord. Set me free, Jesus. Oh, God, say it out loud. I must have thy blessing. I'm so tired of the curse. Reach down from heaven tonight, Jesus. And let the blessing of God come upon me and upon my children, upon my home. Oh, God, I'll serve you and I'll live for you. Let God know you mean business now by saying, Lord, say it out loud with me. I'll leave sin alone. Cleanse me now. Remove the cause of this terrible curse. And from this very moment, Lord, let me have a witness to you by spirit that everything is right in my soul and spirit. Now raise both hands while I pray. Listen. I'm praying for you out there in your homes. You out there in that cabin. You that live in that mansion. You that are upstairs in that apartment. Hear me? You that have just checked in at a hotel, but you're watching this telecast. Oh, listen to me. Oh, it's so wonderful to have God's blessing. But if you want God's blessing in your home, you're going to have to do what this multitude of people in front of me tonight are doing. You're going to have to say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm going to ask God to lift the curse from your life. Wherever you are, raise your hand. Oh, Jesus, I pray for the millions of people that watch this tonight. Oh, God, for I call you, God. In the name of Jesus, reach out across the mile. Let thy arm be long tonight. And oh, God, bless the people that watch this, I pray. Bless every viewer tonight. And lift the curse from their home. Lift the curse from their life. And bless their loved ones. Bless their children. Bless their home. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask for the glory of God. Amen. Stand with me just a moment. For this baby tonight, God will lift the curse and let this baby begin to grow and become normal. Oh, God. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, make him normal. Make him whole. Let him talk. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask for the glory of God. Make him normal in Jesus' name. Shh. Shh. Listen. Listen. Richard. Look here. How are you tonight? All right. Say, all right. Richard, how are you tonight? You say, fine. Say it loud. Fine. Are you all right tonight? Okay. Fine. Talk to these people. Fine. Fine.
Go ahead and stand up. Lord Jesus, his legs hold him up tonight. Let these legs hold him up tonight, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Lord, let him be a preacher. Make him a fool in it. Bless the parents wherever they are tonight. Save their lost souls. In Jesus' name. And all the people said,
say it again. Turn around now and go back to your seats. We're going to continue the service. While they're going back to their seats, I'd like for everybody to stand and sing In the Sweet By and By. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'd like for you out there in your homes to sing with me. Everybody sing it. Sing it, everyone.
In the sweet.
Amen with me. Do you love Jesus tonight? Sing it one more time. Let's dedicate it to all that have been saved while they watch this telecast. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'd like to know that every one of you in your home there today are singing with me. Will you do it? One of these days when you get up yonder, the pearly gates open wide. You're going to see us coming down the golden sea.